ود كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق فاعفوا واصفحوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره إن الله على كل شيء قدير وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله إن الله بما تعملون بصير.
Translation: Many of the people of the scripture, that is Jews and Christians, wish that they could turn you away as disbelievers after you have believed, out of envy from their own selves, even after the truth, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Allah's messenger, has become manifest unto them. But forgive and overlook till Allah brings his command. Verily, Allah is able to do all things. And perform the salah, and give zakah, and whatever of good you send forth for yourselves before you. You shall find it with Allah. Certainly, Allah is the seer of what you do. Chapter 2, verses 109 and 110, Al-Quran. The next topic is the prohibition of following the ways of the people of the book. Allah warned his believing servants against following the ways of the people of the book, who publicly and secretly harbor enmity and hatred for the believers, and who envy the believers, while they recognize the virtue of the believers and their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah also commanded his believing servants to forgive them and to be patient with them until Allah delivers his aid and victory to them. Allah commanded the believers to perform the prayer perfectly, to pay the zakah, and he encouraged them to preserve the practice of these righteous deeds. Ibn Abi Hatim recorded that Abdullah bin Ka'ab bin Malik said that Ka'ab bin al-Ashraf, who was a Jew and a poet, used to criticize the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his poems. So Allah revealed, many of the people of the scripture, that is Jews and Christians, wish they could turn you away. That is regarding this matter. Also, Ad-Dahak said that Ibn Abbas said, an unlettered messenger came to the people of the scriptures confirming what they have in their own books about the messengers and the ayat of Allah. He also believes in all of this just as they believe in it. Yet, they rejected the Prophet out of disbelief, envy, and transgression. This is why Allah said, out of envy from their own selves, even after the truth, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's messenger, has become manifest unto them. Allah said that after he illuminated the truth for them, such that they were not ignorant of any of it, yet their envy made them deny the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thus, Allah criticized, chastised, and denounced them. Allah legislated the characteristics that His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers should adhere to: belief, faith, and accepting what Allah revealed to them and to those before them out of His generosity and tremendous kindness. Ar-Rabi' bin Anas said that from their own selves means of their making. Also, Abu al-Aliyah said that even after the truth, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's messenger, has become manifest unto them, means after it became clear that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, whom they find written of in the Torah and the Injil. They denied him in disbelief and transgression because he was not one of them. Qatada and Arabi bin Anas said similarly. Allah said, But forgive and overlook till Allah brings His command. This is similar to His saying, And you shall certainly hear much that will grieve you from those who received the scripture before you, that is Jews and Christians, and from those who ascribe partners to Allah. Chapter 3, verse 186, Al-Quran. Ali bin Abi Talha said that Ibn Abbas said that Allah's statement, But forgive and overlook till Allah brings His command, was abrogated by the ayah, Then kill the mushrikeen wherever you find them. Chapter 9, verse 5, Al-Quran. And Allah says, Fight against those who believe not in Allah, nor in the last day. Chapter 9, verse 29. Until Allah says, And feared themselves subdued. Chapter 9, verse 29. Allah's pardon for the disbelievers was repealed. Abu al-Aliya, al-Rabi' bin Anas, Qatada, and al-Suddi said similarly. It was abrogated by the ayah of the sword mentioned above. The ayah, till Allah brings His command, gives further support for this view. Ibn Abi Hatim recorded Usama bin Zayd saying that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions used to forgive the disbelievers and the people of the book, just as Allah commanded in His statement. But forgive and overlook till Allah brings His command. Verily, Allah is able to do all things. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to forgive them and was patient with them as Allah ordered him, until Allah allowed fighting them. Then Allah destroyed those who He decreed to be killed among the strong men of Quraysh by the Prophet's forces. The chain of narration for this text is Sahih, but I did not see its wordings in the six collections of Hadith, although the basis of it is in the two Sahihs narrated from Usama bin Zayd. The next topic is the encouragement to perform good deeds. Allah said, And perform the Salah, and give the Zakah, and whatever of good you send forth for yourselves before you, you shall find it with Allah. This means Allah encouraged the believers to busy themselves in performing deeds that would bring them benefit and reward on the day of resurrection, such as prayer and paying zakah. This way, they will gain Allah's aid in this life and on the day when the witnesses testify. Allah said, The day when their excuses will be of no profit to the zalimeen, that is wrongdoers, theirs will be the curse, and theirs will be the evil abode, that is painful torment in hellfire. Chapter 40, verse 52, Al-Quran. This is why Allah said, Certainly, Allah sees what you do, meaning that He is never unaware of the deeds of any person, nor will these deeds be lost by Him. Whether deeds are righteous or evil, Allah will award each according to what he or she deserves based on their deeds.